For a minute, President Cyril Ramaphosa has passed into law the Civil Union Amendment Bill, and this prevents marriage officers from refusing to conduct same-sex marriages. This means the Home Affairs Minister must ensure a marriage officer is available to solemnize a civil union at every office. Let's speak now to Romana Akub, who is the Head of Communications at Iranti. Romana, thanks for your time today. What is your reaction to the passing of this amendment, the Civil Union Amendment Bill?
Hi, Mandy. Thank you for having me. Iranti is very excited about the bill. We're happy that the president has signed this into law. I think there's a lot of work to do, and there's a lot of work that has been done to get this enacted into law. So, I mean, right now our reaction is we're excited and we welcome this.
So as I understand it, this bill repeals a section of the Civil Union Act from 2006, which provided that a marriage officer may say that they are objecting to carrying out a same-sex marriage on the grounds of conscience, religion, and belief. So does this amendment now force marriage officers to marry same-sex couples, or can they still object?
So marriage offices, meaning government-employed marriage offices, I think that's what we also need to understand, that it's government-employed. It's not like any priest or any person who can conduct marriages. And I think this new act provides access to equality and dignity for LGBT people who want to be married. So rather than forcing offices to solemnize marriages, I think the upside here is that it's allowing more people to access their rights provided in the Constitution.
Romana Akub, Head of Communications at Iranti, thank you for your time today, reacting there to President Cyril Ramaphosa passing into law the Civil Union Amendment Bill.